You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Love. 101.5 The Hawk presents the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Welcome to that hour. That was Pharoah Sanders kicking us off with As You Are, infamous, snappy, and creative tune. And we have a lot more great music this hour. But first, we're here to celebrate something. Although we may be from the top of the escarpment, we are able to recognize that great things happen all over this country. And today, in New Brunswick, is the Great Upheaval Day. A day commemorating the Great Upheaval, as you can imagine. Which is, for in case you don't know, and I don't blame you, I mean, it's all the way out in New Brunswick. But we're celebrating all the same. And it's commemorating the fact that the British, when they were in charge of Nova Scotia many, many years ago, were kicking out the Acadian people. They were upheaving them. And then what did the Acadian people do? They left. They did. They're strong, strong, willing people. They left. And they went to the bottom of the ocean, brought up some land, and then, boom, New Brunswick was born. So that is how we are celebrating today, the birth of New Brunswick, commemorating the Great Upheaval, as we do in this hour. But that is not the only big news that's going on. That is not the only thing that is coming up. That is, if you've heard, Jeff Bezos, the multi-billionaire from Amazon, as you may know that company, who recently got divorced, is trying to avoid proceedings by going into space. And you can pay to be on the rocket with him. One man paid $28 million to go to space with Jeff Bezos, but unfortunately he did have to cancel because he had something else planned that day. Nephew is having his bar mitzvah, so he can't make it into space, unfortunately. But, I mean, perhaps you're interested and you have $28 million, you're more than welcome to join. I don't know if you just buy the ticket on Amazon or you got to call Jeff directly. I'll get those details for you in a bit. And talking about people who are missing their flights, a man in Indonesia disguised as his wife to get on a plane. And he took her ID card, her vaccination card, and I guess some clothes. And he went onto the plane and was only caught when a stewardess noticed that a woman went into the washroom and a man came out. He did get tested for COVID, and the result was positive, and now he's at home, guilty, and ashamed. But if we go back to space, there's a lot of interesting news as well. Ex-top-level employees with the Department of Defense and the CIA, who apparently worked in the shadows while they were there, have recently come out and believe that there is sufficient credible evidence that UFOs exist and that, quote, exotic technologies are out there. Now, exotic technology is the machine that the guy behind the bar at your resort has to make your pina colada in less than 3 seconds. Now, what are aliens doing with margarita technology? They did try to reach Jimmy Buffett to... They did try to get in touch with Jimmy Buffett to get that answer, but he has yet to respond, only saying, "No, and then flying away. And while he's flying away, why don't we fly off with the rest of this hour? As I mentioned, a lot of great music. We have an interview with George Benson today, as well as Harland Williams and Nat King Cole, Lenny Brew. We talked about him a while ago, the Canadian guitarist, with Chet Atkins. It's a duet. So plenty of great stuff coming up. But before we dig into that big plate of entertainment, here is Sidney Bechet with Summertime on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Sidney Bechet with Summertime from the Gershwin musical Porgy and Bess. Now I take you over to the part of our program where we listen to a little interview and have a musician chat about their experiences. In this case, it's really an impromptu press interview with George Benson as the guest, a highlight, and it's from the Newport Jazz Festival, a yearly jazz fest that takes place in Newport, Rhode Island. Now, this one's from a few years ago. The festival is happening this year, COVID restrictions in place. They have a check-in health screen process that opens right before the box office, and it's taking place over 3 days, starting this Friday, July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. So it's this weekend, the long weekend for us here in Canada. Next Monday, we are off. Yeah, they've got dozens and dozens of great artists. They've got Kamasi Washington's going to be there, Arturo O'Farrell, Danielle Ponder, Emmanuel Wilkins, Mavis Staples, the Jazz Gallery All-Stars, and so many more. A lot of great talents and artists there. And it's kind of nice because they all finish up before 8, so you don't have to stay out too late. You know, it's nice. Especially, I don't know what the weather's like in Rhode Island, but around here it's been very hot lately. Although the nights do get cold very quickly. Anyhow, we're talking about George Benson and his interview at the Newport Jazz Festival here on 101.5 The Hawk.
This is pretty directional here, so I don't think you hear that motor. Okay.
George, who was the major influence in your musical life?
Well, I would have to give that credit to Charlie Christian. I heard him when I was a little boy, and I never forgot that sound, and I've always tried to achieve his tonality.
George, who was the major musical influence?
I would have to give that credit to Charlie Christian, who I heard as a young boy and influenced my playing even down to the day. I'm trying to achieve that wonderful tone that he had.
If we could ask you, who are your favorites today in the music world? Who do you relate to and what's your voice?
Well, you know, my favorite is and probably always will be Nat Cole. He was the man whose voice I heard as a youngster, and I'm still trying to find somebody to top it, but no one has. Although there are many, many great singers alive today. I do like the voice of a young fellow called Peebo Bryson, also Luther Vandross, and also today the new singer at Warner's, Ken, what's his name? No, the man. Michael Bolton. Mr. Michael Bolton is one of my favorite singers. So there are many around today.
George, we talked to Jerry Mulligan, and he's bugged about the electronic influence in the jazz world. He said, you know, you go to a jazz session, and there's suddenly three pianos, and no musicians at work anymore. How do you feel about the electronic influence in the jazz world?
Well, I think that many years ago, when they had an opportunity to stop that, they didn't. So when they let it pass through the gate, that was it. We can't do it now. There are too many ways to escape, to get around. They can put electrics into a normal piano, and it'll play 15 parts. So it's too late for that. But there's been some good things that have happened. You know, it's given inspiration to a lot of young people who might not otherwise have played the keyboards or piano, because they can't compete with people like Herbie Hancock or Bill Evans or Ahmad Jamal, or people like that. So you know, it's something that it had to happen.
Artistically,
there are many great players who make the instrument shine. Chick Corea is one who knows how to play an electronic instrument and make it sound good, and of course Herbie Hancock. These are masters of the instrument. George Duke. I think the reason why is because they have not given up on the piano itself. So as long as they keep that piano in front of them, I think that the electronic instruments will not detract from their great talents.
What's in the future, George?
You know, I'm always looking for something that's important. We played and done a lot of things in our life, but at this stage, I think that I should not waste, you know, time trying to prove anything, but to play significant things. I'm looking for great songs, great situations, such as the album with McCoy Tyner, which I think is one of my favorite now that I've ever done. The Basie album that is coming up is a pet project of mine to turn out to be fantastic. So I'm really happy about what's going on, and I hope that I can continue this tradition.
Okay. That's it, my son. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
The Hawk, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Glad to have you here. I hope you're enjoying this show so far. That was Nat King Cole with Nature Boy. Prior to that, it was George Benson with probably his biggest hit, Breezin, or one of his biggest hits, as he talked about his favorite artists, who inspired him, and all that kind of jazz. And now we're going to switch gears very rapidly here and take a look at acid jazz, which comes from, or it's known as club jazz, and it comes from the acid house genre of music. The term was coined by Gil Peterson, and it came about in the 1980s and 90s, started out in the UK and found its way around. And there's a lot of interesting things, I mean, happening in club music in general. Club music loves to blend a lot of different elements. But in jazz particularly, it's very interesting. It's kind of, when you add jazz to something, it makes it seem a bit sophisticated sometimes. And that can come through in some of the music. You see this rapid progression. This music is fast, it's upbeat, it's club music. But it also just has that distinct jazzy flair. And a couple artists exemplify that, such as Jackie Me Too, who was a popular reggae artist who came from Jamaica and, despite starting out in reggae, moved to Canada and was able to explore his possibilities and his talent and did some acid jazz, as it is now considered. Probably the biggest hit was Ghetto Organ There, that most people are familiar with. Whenever you search up acid jazz, that song is bound to come up. And as a more recent example, we have the Samuel Jon Samuelsson Big Band. We'll be playing their song Falafel. And it's just fast, it hits hard, And they know what they're doing, but they're having a lot of fun. And it comes through. You'll get the feel for it. But perhaps we'll let the music speak for itself. So to get us started, here's Jackie Mittou with Ghetto Organ on 101.5 The Hawk. 101.5 The Hawk. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and that was a bit of a sample of acid jazz, this kind of popular 80s, 90s trend of club jazz, jazz music that has a bit more of a modern kind of oomph to it. And we started there with Jack Mitu, where you can really taste and savor and hear those reggae roots. There's a very chill, just kind of, you know, you're vibing, you're having a good time, you're listening. But it's fun. It is good music. And that's one way where a guy solo, you know, can do that kind of, create that powerful kind of feeling and mood in his song Ghetto Organ. And then we had a different spin, a big band club jazz kind of song, and that was Falafel by the Samuel Samuelson Big Band, and that is from their album, actually, For Hilwar, Four Sides, that came out a few years ago, 2013. And that's another way, you know, first you have this one guy with some musicians, you know, a couple other musicians just kind of jamming, you know, it's a reggae jam, a jazz jam, and then this is a big band, all the instruments are getting their part to say, here is what I can offer to this acid jazz, this club jazz sound, and they go in there, they go wild. It's a great song, and for 6 minutes everybody in that group is just putting their all right into it. And after that, we had something a bit more modern, a bit more hip. Maybe it's kind of blurring the line between what we consider now like indie pop rock and this acid jazz. You know, acid jazz is something that's not really considered much of a thing anymore, but maybe that's just because it's been reinvented into something new, like that song, Washed Out by New Theory. You know, there's a lot of distortion. It's making use of the effects that are so easily at the fingertips of musicians nowadays, while also having a great rhythm and rhyme. And just like all those songs are unique and revolutionary on their own, Harland William is a comedian I think a lot of Canadians are familiar with. He's done a lot of acting, and he's done bits on different shows on the CBC, and he's been on a lot of late-night shows. And he's from Toronto. He's made it big, and he has a very distinct style that I think you only really see in kind of Canadian comedians. You see it in Norm Macdonald, you see it in Jim Carrey even, this bit of sarcasm in everything that is said. Obviously it's a joke, but they have, Canadian comedians have a very distinct kind of sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek flair. It's almost as if they don't care whether what they do does well or not, they're kind of just having a good time. And that's what we're doing here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, having a good time. And so here's Harland Williams to keep that mood going on 101.5 The Hawk.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I got some good news. I can't keep it a secret any longer. My girlfriend is eating for two now. How about that, huh? She's not pregnant. She's just a fat pig. She's all pissed at me. The other night she said to me, she said, hey, baby, I want to do it a little rough tonight. I said, no problem. I took all her clothes off. She was standing there naked. I put her head through the drywall. And I'm the bad guy. I'm excited. I'm going back to school. Isn't that fun? Daddy's going back to school. What a treat, huh? Taking some English classes, isn't that fun? English classes. And look, I don't mean to brag, right? But my professor says I'm doing a really nice job. I love the British. We got any British here tonight? Any British here tonight? Are you British, love? How long you been here then, love? How long you been here? How long? A week, is it? Maybe time to lose the fake accent. I love the British, man. They got some great words. You ever hear a British person say goodbye? They're like, cheerio! They use a breakfast cereal to say goodbye. Can you imagine if we did that here in North America? Hey, man, had a great time. Count Chocula. I'll sugar pop you tomorrow. The British have crazy words. They call cigarettes fags. Guy in my English class walked up to me the other night. He's like, hey, look, mate, you think I could bum a fag? I'm like, I don't know, buddy, can ya? He's like, no, mate, I'd like to smoke a fag. I said, look, I'd like to marinate a couple of lesbians, but it ain't gonna happen. Fruity Pebbles, I'll see you later. I'm glad I'm going back to school. You gotta know things, don't you, little fella, huh? You gotta know things, little fella, huh? Did you know that marshmallows are just ghost turds? Did you know that people with tracheotomies are just land dolphins? Did you know that cauliflower is just scared broccoli? Guys, did you know that if you're making love to your girlfriend in the middle of it, you throw a handful of tadpoles on the sheets, she will think you have giant sperm? Did you know that gay people can't say damn straight? Did you know that it is impossible to throw away a garbage can? I've been trying to throw away a garbage can for 11 years. It's right there at the end of my driveway beside the new one. They won't take the damn thing away. Did you know that if you shake a Chinese person really hard for 30 seconds, they speak perfect English? What the hell are you shaking me for, you son of a bitch? You gotta know these things, little fella. You can't spend your life rolling around in your IKEA bunk bed forever.
live, the Hawk FM from the top of the Niagara Escarpment. This is the Mohawk College radio station, and Johnny Athens from the Johnny Athens Variety Hour bidding you adieu. Adeosh. 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 For this week, I want to thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check out next week when we take a look. We're going to play a lot of the featured artists from the Newport Jazz Festival that we mentioned earlier. And if you want any information about that or other things going on in the jazz scene, be sure to check out the social medias. Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment, and Instagram is johnny.athens. You don't need any uppercase letters. The computer knows what you're trying to say. Before you've even typed it, it knows. And I want to thank you again for listening, and I want to thank those who think of listening to the program. Thoughts count for something around here. And, well, to close out the program, here is Yusuf Lateef with Love Theme from the film Spartacus on 101.5 The Hawk. Good night. Take care.